The Rush continues, discussing the things that you should keep far away from, Taklas Harichuk, the utmost distance. He has V'chein Min HaShekher V'Achazav, stay away from falsehood, deceit. Not exactly clear what the difference between Sheker and Chazav is. The next one is V'chein Min HaLatzanus, stay away from Latzanus. The article translates that as scoffing. Just a few words on Latzanus. Latzanus, scoffing, mockery, deceit, satire, cynicism. It's a tough word to translate. We find in Chazal very much did not like Latzanus. Generally, almost in anything, one exception is, the Gemara Megillah says, Kol Latzanusa Asira, Latzanus is generally prohibited, always, Bar Mil Tanusa Devarat Chachavim, except mocking Avodah Zarah. Apparently the gain from ridiculing, of making fun of Avodah Zarah is so great that the Torah allows us to do that. This is something that we might not relate to from a modern Western perspective. Latzanus is essentially satire. You know, it's not just making jokes. Jokes are just funny. In Hebrew today we say a leitzan is a clown. That's not what Latzanus is. Latzanus is typically mockery, and it's typically mocking the powerful, the rich, the powerful, the politically important. In the Western world, we consider that a great tradition, going back to the Greeks and Romans, Juvenal, we have Jonathan Swift, we have John Stewart today, Jewish guy. And that's considered a great thing. People need to be cut down. People need to be cut down to size. Halacha, though, considers Latzanus in general a very bad thing. It leads to, it's destructive, it's corrosive. In general, you can try to be partisan about your Latzanus and only make fun of the things that need to be made fun of. But at the end of the day, it's not really that practical. If you're a person who, the idea of Latzanus, the way I understand it, is that you can't appreciate the greatness, the grandeur in something. You can't appreciate, nobody's perfect. Some idols do have feet of clay, and even great men might have flaws. So criticizing or recognizing that something has flaws is not Latzanus. Latzanus is simply the lack of an ability to appreciate something majestic, something noble, something worthwhile. Everything is just, that's nothing, that's silly. Whether you make fun, whether you simply deny that something great really exists. One example of Latzanus we have in the Torah, it says that Sarai Menu, Avram Avinu and Sarai Menu, after Sarah had been abducted by Avimelech and then released, shortly after that, Yitzchak was born. So Chazal say, Rashi brings, that the Latzanim said it was not Avram and Sarah's child, it was Sarah became pregnant from Avimelech, who had molested her, or that it was a Sufi Menashuk, it was a foundling. That's not Latzanus in the sense of mockery, that's Latzanus in the sense of cynicism, skepticism. You can't believe that there's a God, that God makes Nisim, that sometimes great and wonderful things happen. Latzanus is just that Latzanus is just corrosive, it's just destructive, it's the inability to simply recognize that there's greatness, that there's wonder, that there's godliness in the world. There's actually a famous expression. It says, Latzanus achas docha mea tachachas. One Latzanus, one bit of mockery can push away, can dismiss 100 bits of reproof. 100 good things can all be extinguished by one Latzanus. People say it's quite common, but no one actually knows. Most people don't know where this actually comes from. People say it's Chazal, it's not Chazal. The sources are relatively recent. The idea is certainly an authentic, genuine Jewish idea. Mesillas Yesharim, in his discussion of Latzanus, certainly talks about how terrible it is and how even a little bit of Latzanus has the power to eliminate, to neutralize a whole lot of tochacha. The actual phrase, though, the Chazon Ish uses the language, it's a very similar language. The actual phrase, though, is of somewhat unclear and relatively recent provenance. When I was looking around, I went through this years ago. My mother, who's an English professor, once asked me, she mentioned this in class, she asked me where it comes from. My father and I, we looked for it, we couldn't find it. After a while, we realized it didn't actually exist, at least in the sense of being an old traditional Jewish proverb. It's a Jewish proverb, albeit a relatively recent one. So I was reading a discussion online about it. So someone said, oh, it says ma'at min ha'ar docha harbi min ha'choshech. A little bit of light, inspirational proverb, pushes away a great deal of choshech. So the original person said, no, I'm looking for ma'at min ha'choshech docha harbi min ha'ar. A little bit of bad stuff, a little bit of latzanus pushes away a lot of light. You're telling me the opposite. So I guess in Judaism, both are true. Sometimes a little bit of toxicity can destroy a lot of kedusha, a lot of valuable stuff, and sometimes the reverse. Sometimes ma'at min ha'ar can be much choshech, exactly when you say...